From WNCW, you're listening to the latest More to the Story. I'm Paul Foster. This week, our pleasure to speak with reporter Mike Connolly from the McDowell News. Hey, Mike, how you doing?
It's always a pleasure to talk to you and talk to the listeners on WNCW about news from Marion.
Mike, first of all, let's talk about your recent story where you spoke with the owners of a meadery in your area.
Yes, we have a new business that opened up in Marion called Keeper's Cut Meadery. For those who may not be familiar with it, mead is a wine made from honey. There's different varieties of mead like there are different varieties of beer or wine, but mead has been enjoyed by people throughout ancient times. The ancient Romans, the ancient Greeks, and Egyptians all enjoyed mead. Here in Western North Carolina, we have our booming craft beer industry. We have all these craft breweries in Asheville and surrounding communities in Western North Carolina. But mead is not as common. There's only two or three meaderies existing in Western North Carolina. Here in Marion, we have a place called Keeper's Cut Meadery, which opened up actually this week in two old buildings close to the Marion Historic Railroad Depot, which is being called the Depot District. The owners of Keeper's Cut Meadery are Charlie Myers and Catherine Curran. Together, over the past two or three years, they have worked to renovate these two old buildings into a place that is absolutely beautiful. An upscale, beautiful location where they make the mead. They have about seven or eight different forms of mead and wines, which they make. The place has a bar and a tasting room and an outdoor patio that seats about 25 people. They've already got it booked for wedding receptions, parties, special events. And over the past two or three years, and I've talked about this on your show, Paul, downtown Marion has gone through a total renaissance. We now have a craft brewery, and we have tap rooms and a music venue and shops and restaurants that weren't here 2 years ago.
And I understand that one of the owners of this establishment, Charlie, really has some goals in mind.
Charlie has talked a lot about how he wants to draw tourists and bring people here to see what we have to offer. The addition of this meadery is going to even more enhance downtown Marion and make it, again, a more exciting and vibrant place.
Certainly some exciting news, more renovations for downtown Marion with the addition of the meadery. In another topic, I understand that a Bank of America branch is closed in your county.
Oh, that's right. Now, this is a kind of a downside to the downtown business district. For many years, we've had a Bank of America branch on Main Street, downtown Marion. So it's quite a large building with lots of office space, and I believe they have a boardroom in there. Unfortunately, we were notified a few weeks ago that as of August the 20th, the Bank of America branch in Marion will be closed. There was an email that was sent out to customers stated that the financial center will be closed as of August the 20th. While your account will still stay the same, we're sorry for the inconvenience that this closing causes. To minimize the inconvenience, we have many other ways you can continue to bank with us. However, here in Marion, we have many people who prefer to walk into a building and talk to someone face-to-face and do their banking in the old-fashioned way. Unfortunately, with the closing of the Bank of America branch, that won't be possible for them. Jennifer Darwin, who is a senior vice president of corporate communications with the Bank of America, said to me that the customer accounts at the Marion location will be transferred to the closest other financial center, which is located in Morganton. And as for the reason behind the closing, she stated, "We are seeing a shift in how our clients are banking. Every day, more customers use their mobile phone or online banking to do their basic transactions, and they come into our centers when they want advice and guidance for their more complex needs. And in some instances, this has resulted in the closing of financial centers like this one." She told me that she did not know the exact number of people who work at that Bank of America branch, but it is generally around 8 to 10 people. As a customer of Bank of America, when I would go in there, I would notice the building was quite empty. And usually there was just me and one other person. So as to the future of that building, we're not certain.
And of course, when we talk about Bank of America, truly one of the leading names in the industry, headquartered in Charlotte. I'm speaking with Mike Conley of the McDowell News, our guest this week on More to the Story. We've got time to touch on one other item that Mike and the McDowell News has been presenting. Mike, as a matter of fact, I know stories about a condo complex and its numerous problems. Actually goes back a number of months. Tell us who the complex belongs to and what is the latest.
Well, this condo complex is called Westwood Chateau. It was built in the late 60s or early 70s, so roughly about 50 years old. The people who live there own their own condominiums, and they have a Westwood Chateau Homeowners Association. Well, back in January, it was determined that a section of this Westwood Chateau condo complex structurally unsound. There was a section of one of the buildings where it looked like it had moved. It looked like a section of it was sinking. The people who live at this condo complex were told that they needed to evacuate. And this was in January. The reason they were told to evacuate was because underneath this complex, it was found that there are large voids. They're not sinkholes where there's water and unstable earth.
Okay.
This complex has 32 units. The people who live there had to get out, and they're still not able to return back to the complex.
Have you had a chance to speak to any more of the residents as far as how they've been getting by since that time, returning at some point?
Some of them have gone to live with relatives and friends. There was a young couple who just moved into the complex. They had to move out when they got this evacuation warning. It wasn't an order. It was a warning. People have had to move to friends' homes, relatives' homes. Some of the people, I'm assuming, have moved to other towns. The people who live in these condominiums and who own them, they're not rich people. The final estimate of what has to be done in order to fix the situation is going to be pretty substantial.
Mike, what is this about a nearby lake?
There is a lake behind this complex, and they've had to drain the lake. And when I say they, I'm talking about the Homeowners Association and state and local authorities who have been brought in to help them determine what needs to be done. And meanwhile, the Homeowners Association is still trying to determine the extent and cost of repairs for the area underneath the complex.
Quite a story, to say the least. Stay with Mike Conley and the McDowell News for all the latest. Now, Mike Conley from the McDowell News, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me on your program.
WNCW's More to the Story, also available as a podcast at WNCW.org. I'm Paul.